A reading from the book of Genesis. Taking Abram outside, the Lord said, "Look up to heaven and count the stars if you can." "Such will be your descendants," he told him. Abram put his faith in the Lord, who counted this as making him justified. "I am the Lord," he said to him, "who brought you out of Ur of the Chaldeans to make you heir to this land." "My Lord, the Lord," Abram replied, "how am I to know that I shall inherit it?" He said to him, "Get me a 3-year-old heifer, a 3-year-old goat, a 3-year-old ram, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon." He brought him all these, cut them in half, and put half on one side and half facing it on the other. But the birds he did not cut in half. Birds of prey came down on the carcasses, but Abram drove them off. Now, as the sun was setting, Abram fell into a deep sleep, and terror seized him. When the sun had set and darkness had fallen, there appeared a smoking furnace and a firebrand that went between the halves. That day the Lord made a covenant with Abram in these terms: "To your descendants I give this land, from the Wadi of Egypt to the great river." The word of the Lord.
The Lord is my light and my help. The Lord is my light and my help. The Lord is my light and my help. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Before whom shall I shrink? The Lord is my light and my help. O Lord, hear my voice when I call. Have mercy and answer. Of you my heart has spoken. Seek his face. The Lord is my light and my help. It is your face, O Lord, that I seek. Hide not your face. Dismiss not your servant in anger. You have been my help. The Lord is my light and my help. I am sure I shall see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living. Hope in him. Hold firm and take heart. Hope in the Lord. The Lord is my light and my help.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. For us, our homeland is in heaven, and from heaven comes the Saviour we are waiting for, the Lord Jesus Christ. And he will transfigure these wretched bodies of ours into copies of his glorious body. He will do that by the same power with which he can subdue the whole universe. So then, my brothers and dear friends, do not give way, but remain faithful in the Lord. I miss you very much, dear friends. You are my joy and my crown. The word of the Lord.
Thanks to be the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus took with him Peter, John, and James, and went up to the mountain to pray. As he prayed, the aspect of his face was changed, and his clothing became brilliant white as lightning. Suddenly, there were two men there talking to him. They were Moses and Elijah, and they appeared in their glory. And they were speaking of his passing, which he was to accomplish in Jerusalem. Peter and his companions were heavy with sleep, but they kept awake and saw his glory and the two men standing with him. As these were leaving him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is wonderful for us to be here. So let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what he was saying. As he spoke, a cloud came and covered them with its shadow. And when they went into the cloud, the disciples were afraid. And a voice came from the cloud saying, "This is my Son, the Chosen One. Listen to him." And after the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. The disciples kept silence, and at that time they told no one of what they had seen. The Gospel of the Lord.
Our dear friends, today, the second Sunday of the Lent, highlights we are the beloved sons and daughters of God. The Transfiguration, actually the scene happened after 6 days of silence. On which Jesus said about his passion, death, and resurrection. The disciples were very terribly upset. And Jesus took Peter, John, and Andrew with him to pray on the mountain. This event has a very close relation to God's revelation of Moses in the Old Testament on the Mount Sinai. We see a very, very direct connection with the Exodus chapter 24, where Moses also took three people, Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, on the Mount Sinai. But practically, we try to meditate only on three points. We see three symbols on the event of Transfiguration. The first one is a cloud, and second is a Jesus, all his clothes and vestments were brightened as sun. And the third one is, we see an imagery of the voice, "You are my beloved son. Listen to me." According to the Old Testament, the cloud, or the holy cloud, they call Shekinah in the Hebrew. So the cloud is the presence of God. the Jews generally believed that the phenomenon of the cloud would be repeated when the true Messiah comes again. So Jesus is the true Messiah. Jesus is the holy tent above whom the cloud of God's presence now stands and spread out to overshadow the others as well. And the second imagery, or the second point, what we want to meditate is the garments of Jesus. It was white. The white garments, as just shining as the sunshine, reveals the future glory. Because in the Revelation, we see the garments of angels. The garments are the expression of heavenly beings. And we see Moses and Elijah. Actually, they were dead centuries before. The dead people are now living. It says, after our death, our identity is not lost. We will continue our identity. And thirdly, the solemn proclamation of sonship. However, it is related to another command, listen to him. There is a link between Moses' ascent of Mount Sinai on the mountain. Moses received the Torah, God's teaching word. Now we are told in reference to Jesus, listen to him who is the new Torah, who is the new Bible, who is the new Moses. And the last thing, all the disciples were shaken by what they have seen. Actually, they are overcome by fear of God. Today's gospel, my intention is to orient about this particular word. You are my beloved Son of God. We need to have a mountaintop experiences in our life. We need to have a son mentality and not slave mentality. Sometimes in our daily life, we feel a slave mentality than a son mentality. Sometimes in our daily life, one voice all of a sudden comes and say, you are an addicted person. You are not worthwhile. You are not good. You are very bad. You cannot be a victory. But Jesus says, no, you are not slave anymore. You are the Son of the Most High. God's children should say always, I'm a child of the Most High, even if we feel terrible situations in our life. We need to start thinking always that we are beloved sons and daughters of God. All our past will chase us and will say we are slaves. We do not have any more power. Why do we continue our life? We want to put up end. No, Jesus says, from morning till evening, you have to say, you are the most beloved sons and daughters of God. Even if you don't see any goodness in your life, God says, no, you are worthwhile. You are good. You are most beloved son and daughters of God. We shall not become slaves to the past. We shall go forward, look forward, because there is a sound saying in our ear, you are worthy, you are good. Tell all your addiction, fear, worries, I am no more a slave. I will be a victory, because that is the word I hear every day, morning till evening. I am the most beloved son of God. At last, Jesus touched them and said, do not be afraid. In all the fear of our life, Jesus comes and touch and say, do not be afraid. You are worthwhile. Tomorrow you will see the victory, because you are my beloved son and you are no more a slave. Every day, from morning till the end of the day, we pray to God, give the grace to hear the voice that I am your beloved sons and daughters. Amen.